WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming ABC on the Civic News, Media app.
I'm Andy Field. North Korea says the Army private who ran across the demilitarized zone last month was disillusioned with American society.
Remember, Travis King also spent 47 days in jail after a fight and was facing discharge from the Army, and the Pentagon saying they are still trying to facilitate his safe return.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows filing a motion to move the case brought against him by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis into federal court. President Biden saying he will head to Hawaii to meet with survivors of the Maui wildfires as soon as he can.
Want to be sure we don't disrupt the ongoing recovery effort.
Just a third of the affected burn areas have been searched. Members of the Canadian Armed Forces mobilizing in the Northwest Territories, responding to wildfires there. One of the highest-ranking FBI agents to ever face criminal charges, pleading guilty to conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This is ABC News. A top Ukrainian official tells ABC News that the war with Russia is in a decisive phase. Next week marks 18 months since Russia invaded. Little League World Series begins tomorrow, and organizers have announced a safety change.
The Little League Baseball World Series begins Wednesday in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and while all 20 teams from around the world will stay in dorms, players will not be sleeping in bunk beds. Last year, Easton Oliverson of Utah suffered severe injuries when he fell off a top bunk. His father Jace told ABC earlier this year.
Dr. Maffei taps my shoulder and says, "Dad, you need to come give your son a kiss goodbye. He's in serious critical condition."
Easton survived but suffered life-altering injuries. His parents are suing Little League and the bed manufacturer, claiming negligence. Brian Clark, ABC News.
University of Kansas will begin renovations to its Memorial Stadium and the Anderson Family Football Complex at the end of the season. School setting an initial fundraising goal of $300 million. Andy Field, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic here in the Shaw. And it is Joe Biden Tuesday up in the 414.
I thought it was Funny Willis Day, man.
It's Funny Willis Day all across America. It's pretty bad when we are here in Waukesha, in the 414, in the greater Milwaukee metro, in deference to the fact that I was at a Joe Biden rally a couple hours ago.
Nice, man.
The president of the United States, he was at Injitim, and that's sort of immediately adjacent to the back of American Family Field's parking lot. So I parked over at American Family Field, and I walked the gear over, and I met news director Terry Bell, and I saw Brady there, often does the social medias here for Civic Media, and we did the speechifying. You know, we had the preliminaries, the local dignitaries. I got to tell you, Dom, when the president comes to town, all the Democrats,
everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Oh, they shine so bright. But it's pretty bad when the president in town is not even the lead story, man. I don't know what's got me more excited, the fact that I just came from Joe Biden or the fact that Donald Trump may die in a Georgia prison.
Maybe. I mean, you know, innocent until proven guilty and all that. The presumption of innocent.
The audio tape, Lordy, we've played that thing 100 times on this radio.
All I'm
program.
Looking for is 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. Something like that?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So anyways, Joe Biden Day in the 414. And Dom, the after hours indictment, you know, really by all rights, yesterday should have been Funny Willis Day.
Funny Willis night. I mean, they kept him late, man. The grand jury coming in late.
You know, I was cleaning up after dinner. I cooked the victuals last night, the Crudy household. Nobody seated at the table except my wife kind of came in. Yeah. I don't even know why I bother. I bring home the bacon, I cook it up in a pan, yeah. And nobody eats it.
I like bacon. They bring me bacon.
But in the middle of cleaning up the kitchen, I just looked at my wife and I said, Trump's been indicted. And she's like, again?
Again?
I mean, the guy's four times indicted now, Dom.
91 felony charges? Is that right?
If you added them all up. But this one's got some other participating, let's call them co-conspirators. Co-indictees? What's co-defendants? What is the term for Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows and John Eastman?
Yes, yes.
And Kenneth Cheesebro.
And there's like 30 mentioned unindicted co-conspirators?
And, you know, one caught my attention.
Talking about 19 people actually got charged, right, this time in Fulton County.
Criminally.
And 30 others unindicted co-conspirators?
Well, Dom, there was a co-conspirator that is referenced by name in the indictments in the Fulton County. And you know, I'm thinking, where do I know this guy from? Oh, yeah, he used to work just down the hallway from us. He used to fill in quite frequently on the Righty Whitey talk radio down at Heartless Radio. In fact, he still does. Brian Schimming. Not only is he a star of Righty Whitey talk radio stage and screen, he's also the Republican Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin. Now, he wasn't at the time of this alleged criminality, Dom, and he was not specifically indicted. But, you know, they had a little press missive today in that Joe Biden's in town. Want to trash talk Joe Biden just a little bit, except the chairman of the party's not taking any questions. Well, that's not true. They allowed written submissions, and according to the journalists, there were many questions about his
role.
Role, let's just say.
His being mentioned prominently. Okay, not prominently. The name Schimming comes up two times, Crudy, in Fonnie Willis's indictment.
Well, that's something for his Wikipedia page.
Don't tell Bradley. See, Bradley's Wikipedia page is getting re-edited.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I bet at least.
Bad Bradley, let's be clear.
The bad Bradley.
Yes.
Let's not get the people off in the weeds, Dom. Let's stick with the Republican Party chair.
Yes, yes, yes. There's so much.
Just Righty Whitey talk radio fill-in host Brian Schimming. Now, he had been vice chair of the party, and he'd been a prominent, hell, he was a Scott Walker cabinet member.
He was appointed, yeah.
Well, Dom, let's turn to the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. This one, I told you, I really like Brian Schimming right up until the January 6th. And then he went and wrecked it. I saw this guy at the Wisconsin Broadcasters over the course of the spring. I saw this guy probably 3-4 months ago. He comes over and says hi.
Well, yeah, man. We were colleagues in radio for a long time in Madison.
We took a selfie. I said, you son of a bitch, I used to like you. I don't think he knew exactly what I meant, but I did. I knew he was probably subject to criminal indictment, or be at least being named as a co-conspirator in an indictment of the former president, Rudy Giuliani, and many more. Dom, Wisconsin GOP Chairman Brian Schimming referenced in Georgia indictment of Trump. Now, I was wondering if he was indicted. Like, I was wondering. I looked up. I had to Google him specifically. Like, is this the day that Brian Schimming gets indicted? The Georgia grand jury indictment of former President Donald Trump and his allies also outlines interactions with Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming, alleging the communications and meetings amounted to, and here's a quote, Tom, from the indictment, an overt act in the furtherance of a conspiracy. That makes them co-conspirators,
this
right?
Kind of sounds like it, yeah.
To steal votes and defraud voters.
Well, if you can't win, then you may as well try to steal them and defraud them after you've already tried to suppress them.
Well, a little more setup before we read the specific citation from the indictment. The Georgia indictment accuses Trump and his allies of a conspiracy to steal electoral votes from Joe Biden after the 2020 election and the state the Democratic candidate nearly won on his way to winning the presidency. Dom, I bet it was by like 11,781 votes, something like that. It's close. Here, from the indictment, on or about the 12th day of December 2020, Kenneth John Cheesebro met with Brian Schimming and discussed the December 14th, 2020 meeting of Trump presidential elector nominees in Wisconsin. Rudolph William Louis Giuliani, that's Rudy, right? Joined the meeting, by telephone and stated that the media should not be notified of the December 14, 2020 meeting of Trump presidential elector nominees in Wisconsin. These were overt acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. Do you get what they're saying here? The mere conversation was a crime, and they were taking specific steps, and they didn't want the media to know, at least not under the advice of Rudy Giuliani. Now, it is my understanding that Andrew Hitt did put out some sort of press missive. Nothing like putting out evidence of the crime. Yeah. I thought you were a lawyer, Andrew. You, then the chairman of the Republican Party, state of Wisconsin, you are still a lawyer until your potential disbarment.
Crudy, back to the reporting. Shimin, who was not party chairman at the time, allegedly communicated by email and met with Kenneth Cheesebro, a Trump ally who drafted a memo outlining a plan to draft slates of false, fraudulent, I would say, Republican electors for Trump in key swing states, including Wisconsin. That's according to the indictment and a testimony provided by former party chairman to the U.S. House investigators last year.
Because let's not forget, Andrew Hitt had to testify under subpoena, right? J6?
The memo was sent to Trump's Wisconsin attorney. What's his name, Crudy?
Is it Jim Troupas? I'm not even reading. I'm just guessing it's Jim Troupas.
And has been referred to as the Wisconsin memo in recent indictments of Trump. Shimin did not acknowledge multiple questions on a Tuesday media call about being referenced in the Georgia indictment. The Wisconsin party official himself is not among those indicted by the Georgia grand jury. In a statement sent later to reporters, the very brave Shimin said this. As stated previously, Republican electors met in accordance with state statutory guidelines on the advice of attorneys and with precedent to preserve all legal options still pending before the courts.
No options pending before the courts at that time.
Had the courts ruled differently, the alternate electors would have been needed.
The courts had already ruled before these false electors cast their ballots down. If you'll recall, the Wisconsin Supreme Court by a Hagedorn had already decided 4-3.
Earlier that same day.
It was almost like breaking news at the moment they were committing these conspiracies down. But the Wisconsin conspiracy is not what got Brian Shimin mentioned in the indictment in Fulton County, Georgia.
Right. But it was. I think we should reiterate why was the current chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. Why was he mentioned?
He was a consultant, Dom, wasn't he?
Cheesebro met with Shimin. Cheesebro, don't be a cheesebro, discussed the December 14th meeting with presidential electors in Wisconsin. Giuliani joined the meeting and stated the media should not be notified. They should not be notified of the December 14th, 2020 meeting of the Trump presidential elector nominees in Wisconsin. These were overt acts in furtherance of a conspiracy. The current Wisconsin Republican Party chair was engaged with others in the furtherance of a conspiracy. And let's not forget Let's not forget the last one, right? Hitt. Andrew Hitt was the last one, Crudy. And he had to testify. He did sign paperwork claiming to be an elector for Trump, was interviewed by the U.S. House Committee investigating the events that led up to the January 6th insurrection. And Shimin and Shimmies have said that they only agreed to go along with the plan because they were told the paperwork would only be used if a legal challenge overturned Trump's loss.
Now, Trump also had a statement he made. They could have brought this 2.5 years ago, yet they chose to do this for election interference reasons in the middle of President Trump's successful campaign.
What did Hitt say? These guys are up to no good and it's going to fail. Where do I sign?
Come back. More Devil's Advocates live from the Shaw, 5:40 a.m. Keep it locked right here.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 58 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 57. Mid-70s Thursday. Warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open for you today at 844-967-2789. Also, a timely guest, our friend James Santal, former U.S. attorney, host of Morning Cannolis right here on Saturdays 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Network. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock to dive in to all the goodies from the Fulton County indictment.
Dominic Pink blew him away last night in Milwaukee. How'd you miss a concert, dude?
Yeah, wasn't doing that, man.
Not a Pink guy.
I've seen Pink before. She's a very entertaining, very talented lady. American Field, man, it was raining out. No, man, I was done. But I love some Pink.
You know, I didn't see any Pink confetti or anything in the parking lot. I was there earlier today at the American Family Field. I mean, you talk about a big venue. She's playing a big venue. Yeah. Even Uncle Joe Biden didn't play American Family Field, man. Right, dude. Played a smaller venue, let's just say, down the road. Anya is producing us today. We're in Waukesha. Do we have some of the sound of the Joe Biden speech? We're looking for that. We're going to want to play some of that. And also, we're going to want to take some of your phone calls, react to the newest indictments. There are so many to keep up with of the former president. And also, Joe Biden gave a hell of a speech. Hopefully you listened to it on the Civic Media Network. Dom, you were conspicuous in your absence, though.
Yeah.
Where was Dom?
I got to get work done, man. I'm working over here.
So I did double duty. I was there for the both of us, Dom.
And what's your big takeaway, Michael?
Joe came to start a fight. Joe was picking some fights with the Republicans, specifically Ron Johnson. I mean, Ron's not even on the ballot. Ron already won re-election, sadly. And Mandela Barnes was there. And I did post a picture of Joe Biden on the rope line. And I mean, Joe wasn't leaving. And I had seen warnings last night after the Pink concert. The traffic was going to be a little bit of a pain in the ass last night. Yeah. That was my understanding. I had seen that on the local radio or heard it on the local Civic Media radio station, WAUK, last night. But what I didn't realize is Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, he is a man of the people. He was there working the rope line for longer than he spoke. I mean, seriously, the speech was supposed to be 18 minutes by his own admission. I'm supposed to give an 18-minute speech. I didn't time it out, but I would have guessed 35 with a lot of, I swear to God.
Of course.
I swear to God, my grandpappy did such and such at the such and such.
Yeah. Total joke.
And then there were not even veiled swipes at Ron Johnson. Just went after the man. Just going after Rojo. And I was thinking, I hope he's not wasting his energy. But you know who the luminaries were? Well, we had quite a who's who assembled in Milwaukee today. We had Mayor Chevy Johnson. We had County Executive David Crowley. We had Gwen Moore. And you know Gwen Moore is always good to get the crowd
warmed. Oh, yeah. She'll fire him up.
So Gwen Moore's like, I'm here to introduce Joe Biden. Only she wasn't. She was there to warm up the crowd. And then it got a little off track, and it wasn't clear who was coming next. And so anyways, Tammy Baldwin came to the stage next. And then the firebrand that is the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. And he gave a very Tony Evers-like speech. And the one thing I will give the governor credit for today, he did not outshine Joe Biden.
All right. Never want to do that.
You know what I mean? They were very similar speaking styles, sort of mumbly, fumbly. Joe is.
Yeah, but Biden did not talk about euchre.
I'm not sure that Evers did today.
Oh, okay.
I was listening. I think we're playing it back for broadcast. I was monitoring. You know, I was there doing the job of two men, Dom.
It's hard, man.
Trying to provide coverage from the scene at Inja Team, which is a green energy manufacturing. And the reason Biden was in town was to sort of talk about the investment deal, the bipartisan, the Inflation Reduction Act. And Gwen Moore called it the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act. I hadn't heard it described as such. I'm like, the IRA is only a year old?
What?
Like, I thought they'd been around for a while. Individual retirement accounts?
The Irish Republican Army?
I know. So eventually it sunk in. They were talking about this bipartisan investment deal in green energy and other things. That was the bipartisan one, right?
Yes. Republicans voted for it. Some did.
I think they did. And Joe.
And those that didn't will still take credit for it. Yeah. Cash the check. Yeah.
And he said, you know, I catch hell from some of these progressive liberal sorts because a lot of the investment, a lot of the states, there's more investment in red areas. In red states because they need it. And Joe Biden was kind of honest about that. He said, I know it's not popular, but that's where the investment needs to go. You know, we're the American people. What I text you during the course of a speech, one little three-word burst.
No quit in America.
There's no quit in America. That was sort of Joe's attitude. And so anyways, you know, all these fine local electeds, I saw Melissa Sargent there and Tammy Baldwin gave a little brief speech, like 2.5 minutes, really pretty quick. And then they started announcing the wrong people. And Tony Evers got like a curtain call. You know, like, and now Governor Tony Evers. Well, Tony went up there with no prior introduction. And he had already given his speech. So then Tony got up like he's at the ball game, like he just hit the home run to win it, right? Tony's like waving to the crowd. He's having a little fun with it.
Second time around, yep.
Yeah, curtain call, they call that, right? You get up to bat, you hit the home run. And there was one brief moment where Mandela Barnes, our friend Mandela, you know, he should be our center. But Mandela leaned in and, you know, man hugged. But I captured the moment from maybe 10, 20 yards away. And it looked like he was leaning in to give Joe a kiss. Like, I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Here's what the people of Milwaukee probably didn't love. Because Joe failed to exit in a timely fashion, the eastbound 94 was dead stop for miles. I was coming back. I was driving back out to Waukesha, out here to the suburbs. I was going west.
You're right. You're going the right direction.
But you'd have thought they were playing a World Series game because all the traffic was stopped. They just had cones and sheriffs, and they had the traffic stopped. And when I left, Joe was still kissing babies and shaking hands. Come back with us. That man loves humanity. So do we. We're the Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. A big Biden Tuesday.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Don Show. WLAK.
ABC News. I'm Andy Field. Several hundred emergency workers on Maui helping with search and rescue in the wildfire debris. FEMA's John Mills.
The state is in charge, and Maui County plays an outsized role in requests. Maui County may make requests to the state, and FEMA stands ready to support those requests.
President Biden saying he'll visit the island when it's appropriate. North Korea says a U.S. soldier who ran across the demilitarized zone last month was disillusioned with American society and racial discrimination in the Army. Weak economic data from China among the factors pulling stocks lower on Wall Street. B. Riley Wealth Chief Market Strategist Art Hogan.
I do think there's more good news than bad news right now, but unfortunately the market likes to find things to worry about, and August is a good time to do it.
The Dow losing more than 360 points. The Virginia mother, whose six-year-old son shot his teacher earlier this year, has pleaded guilty to a state felony charge of child neglect. This is ABC News.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Midnight train to Georgia, Dom. It wasn't quite midnight, but the indictments did roll down on the former president yesterday. And, you know, it's interesting that Scott Walker felt like he had a pipe up. You've got that, don't you?
Yes, I do have it. I did retweet.
Now, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin was, the target of the John Doe investigation. And for those that are new fans to the show, we covered that for years. Because the guy was flouting campaign finance laws. He was breaking them with constancy. How do we know it? Because the Government Accountability Board had given him a specific directive, as they did to Mary Burke.
Yes, to all of them, yes.
You cannot coordinate with outside third-party group under Wisconsin law. And he did. With constancy. He was breaking the laws of the state of Wisconsin. And he was investigated by the gold standard, the former Government Accountability Board. So what did the Republicans do? They got rid of the retired judges, the referees. Now we got a very partisan, you know, piece of you-know-what
that operation. The Republicans are also not happy with of and their own creation.
Not like the people that serve on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, our friend Mark Thompson, who does the Paul Revere Show right here on Monday nights. Well, you know, they're good people. Even the Republicans, Tom, I got to give some credit to. They're not out there claiming it was a rigged election or it was stolen from Trump, anything of that
well, some regard. Of, most of them aren't. Some of them are.
But Scott Walker was breaking laws. And Scott Walker was at minimum creating what would have been tremendous civil forfeitures, like $100 million worth because of Wisconsin campaign finance laws, like a triple-doubler. It's like a Kobe Bryant special. But he never got charged. And they got rid of the John Doe investigation of politicians. And they got rid of the Government Accountability Board. And for good measure, they changed the campaign finance laws, doubled the caps to the governor and other electeds, and said effectively it's the Wild West here in the state of Wisconsin. Corporations can give uncapped donations to the party, and then the party can turn around and give it back to a candidate. Ain't that swell? That was all under the tutelage of Scott Walker. And it made him a target of the John Doe investigation. And there were some other things he did, like a sweetheart real estate deal with a leasing agent on Big Blue in Milwaukee.
That was still when he was, what, county executive?
Yeah, there were some other things that happened.
Like a unreported Wi-Fi router in his county executive's office.
The secret router?
Yeah, yes, so people could, you know, work on
Set
county
up by
time.
Trim Russell, who utilized stolen funds from a charity established by Scott Walker and effectively took 20 grand or more, some for the solicitation of sexual favors and some for the creation of a Scott Walker for Governor website, which was funded with stolen dollars from a charity that Scott Walker created, which was staffed by a Scott Walker guy named Tim Russell, I think went to prison.
Yeah, that guy.
Scott Walker, he was above all reproach.
Of course.
How could anyone want to investigate a guy like that?
Here's what Walker tweeted out 9 hours ago. Political motivated liberal DAs targeted me and my allies for years until a federal judge shut them down. So forgive me if I'm a bit cynical about another politically motivated liberal DA targeting President Trump.
The fact that your ass didn't, and I'm not saying these were Trump-like serious crimes. I think Trump's crimes far more serious than breaking campaign finance laws in the state of Wisconsin. But Scott Walker, you were a criminal. You were engaging in criminal acts. You were breaking the laws. And the fact that the laws have subsequently been changed for your benefit, your specific benefit, doesn't mean you weren't a criminal and broke the laws
at the time when it was happening.
When you were perpetrating criminal acts, I would allege. And I'm not an attorney, but, you know, I did read the piece in The Guardian. Scott Walker asked, man.
Right, I know.
This guy raised millions of dollars illegally. Millions. And coordinated with third-party groups. I mean, his own guy was like the head of the third-party group he wasn't supposed to be coordinating
with. Right, he hired the third party. They worked together, and the guy had his own thing, too. Yeah, it was the whole thing. And it's all out there, folks. You want to see it. But corrupt, so Donald Trump gets indicted. Scott Walker pokes his head up and says, oh, I was also targeted by politically motivated liberal DAs. But of course he wasn't. I mean, he was targeted because he was breaking the law. But if John Chisholm wanted to bury Scott Walker, he could have
done so in the recall.
Let known there was an investigation during the election.
All it would have taken, and we have heard so many times, it was John Chisholm, who is the Milwaukee County District Attorney to this day. The people here continue to reelect the man. He never charged Scott Walker. I think he should have. But never charged Walker, and the accusations were all these investigations were started because, you know, the DA's wife was a public school teacher.
Yeah, she was very sad about Act 10.
And this was all very, you know, very political, and Chisholm was just trying to besmirch and smear Scott Walker. But of course, if you actually do the math, if he wanted to take out Scott Walker, Scott Walker was up for a recall in the summer of 12, right? We started doing a little radio show that spring. And I can tell you, if you wanted to take out Scott Walker, just the act of charging him, he would have been politically dead. He could not have survived.
Well, back then, this was back then. This is at different times now where, you know, charging someone actually gets you more donations. But back then, well, Republicans sure and Scott independents.
Scott Walker's little cult of personality, they would have been reacting in the very same way that the Donald Trump MAGA cultists do. I mean, they protected that guy. They still swear by that guy. They think he's super cool.
He's so cool.
What do you say again? Like, poor me. How did he make
Scott
this
Walker.
About him?
Political motivated liberal DAs targeted me and my allies for years until a federal judge shut them down. So forgive me if I'm a bit cynical about another politically motivated liberal DA targeting President Trump.
Let me put it to you this way, Dom. If I saw that some talk radio host, some political talk radio host, you know, I draw some modest analogy between them and I, you know, we've got some parallels. We do the same job. If they were criminally indicted, I would be running to Twitter to compare myself with them. Right. Who does that? Who says, oh, I was also, you know, flirting with all forms of criminality and, you know, they were investigating me and therefore I'm skeptical. Who brings attention to the fact that they were a target of a John Doe investigation and probably should have been criminally charged and convicted? I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, Scott Walker, but he craved, you know, he misses the limelight, man. He was a big-shot governor. He's making way more money now.
You know why he's sucking up, of course? Because he needs Trump at the debate next week.
Yes.
Trump will not be at the...
What? Say that again?
I only say it to antagonize Scott Walker. I think there's still a chance he could be at the debate next week.
There's always a chance, Michael.
You know, Trump claims he's putting on a big press conference.
Monday.
Bedminster.
Yes, yes. Big
press
conference.
He's got evidence that will exonerate him.
Yes.
So he claims.
It's like OJ. OJ's looking for the real killer, man. He's going to come out with a book that says, if I did it, I can't wait to see, man. I'd have got away with it, too, if it weren't for your damn meddling kids.
I thought that was the working title of Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated, if I did it. 844-967-2789. Oh, by the way, I told you, Joe Biden came to town to start a fight. We've got a little bit of sound of Joe, and we've been playing some during the news break, so you'll get your dose of Joe Biden. But here's a little troll of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. As I said, you know, Ron's not even on the ballot this year, but he's still catching hell from the president
in
his own district.
As well he should. He continues to embarrass not just the state of Wisconsin and the Senate, but the country. What did Joe have to say? Anya, if you would,
actually,
please.
Actually, yes. There were like three different incidents. We'll just play you one.
All right, let's hear
Senator.
it. Senator.
Named Ron
throat.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Ron Johnson on Social Security and Medicare, quote, we should transfer everything, so we have to consider everything every year.
Senator Johnson.
So he called him out at least three different times. At least three different times. He did not mention
or wanting
Trump
to bring what Medicare, Medicaid, all that up for budgetary conversations every single year.
Everything from that to climate change to there was some other incident, some Ron had done, and I wasn't even aware. But I believe Joe Biden. I bet his staff, you know, prepped him. Hey, did you see what crazy Ron Johnson from Wisconsin did?
That's not hard. Just do an internet search.
We're going to Milwaukee on Tuesday. Let's talk about that. So I'll see if any of the local news coverage references that specific, but. You know, Joe kind of fires up. Here's what I hate about the president. As a communicator, he does the whisper thing. And that makes it, like, you're leaning in right now. You're like, talk louder, Crudy, right? And it's like a speech device where you speak quietly. And
you bring him in. You draw them in more. And then
my wife's a quiet talker. Except when she's mad as hell at me. And then, you know, you can hear every word, right? So then Joe gets you leaning in, and then he's like, he bellows, then he's loud. And I'm like, you know, who's riding the gain on the on the little portable. You know, Joe's
you're making me work, Joe. Come on,
Joe was making me work the whole time. I got little beads of sweat. I was working so hard riding that gain on Joe.
Turning the knob. I get it. 844-967-2789. Crudy. The story
just
here.
Just this on you.
She knows.
It's hard work.
Yeah. Hey, it is.
Hey, it's hard work, sister.
We're getting texts about how easy my job is. All I'm going to say is it's more than knobs, you guys. Come on. That's a different kind of job.
Here's reporting at the Milwaukee Journal
Clearly
Sentinel.
Present company excluded.
Of course, of course. On multiple occasions during his remarks, Biden took aim at Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, whom he accused of supporting outsourcing manufacturing jobs. Johnson in 2020 advocated for shipping some jobs overseas, describing the ability to outsource manufacturing jobs as one of the benefits of a global economy. I mean, Oshkosh Truck in Oshkosh, his own district. I mean, like, come on, man. He's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He was like, no, give the post office trucks to some out-of-state company. We don't want those here. We don't need that here. But here's what President Joe Biden said. Between the year 2000 and the year 2021, Wisconsin alone lost more than 136,000 manufacturing jobs. In 20 years, Crudy. I'd like to see Senator Ron Johnson talk to those 136,000 people and tell them it doesn't matter whether you manufacture things at home or overseas.
Wasn't that crazy?
It sure as hell does, man. Sure as hell does, Crudy.
Joe is a little salty. But isn't that a crazy thing? I had not heard that Ron Johnson had effectively said, let the poor people manufacture. We don't need Americans doing all that labor, turning knobs and such.
Well, it's less expensive for the manufacturer, right? And then you can either pass those savings along, or more likely, you know,
keep them
for yourself.
Oh, I like that idea.
See, you increase
that makes me
profits.
Richer.
Yeah, see, it's very simple.
So, what Ron would imply is the next time I'm at a Joe Biden event and Joe's talking trash about Ron Johnson, I got to ride the gain. Perhaps I should bring a immigrant laborer along, Ron, a third world laborer, because there's billions of them.
That's pretty much Ron's thinking.
Well, at least you know that Ron sees himself as a little more equal than some others.
I mean, but of course, I mean, that we have, you know, constituents in the state of Wisconsin, you know, that have lost, as President Biden pointed out, 136,000 manufacturing jobs in 20 years. I mean, that starts adding up to every year, man, right? You're a little bit more of a year, a little more of a year, a little more every year, a little less money, you know, coming into the state, a little less payroll taxes, a little less sales taxes where people spending that money, buying things, investing things, a little bit less for that. But apparently it's all fine because there's a little bit more for the stockholders.
See, I don't know how that could be, Dom, since Scott Walker was the governor like more than a decade ago. We've had a manufacturing and agricultural tax credit where manufacturers in the state of Wisconsin pay a 0.4% tax rate. That's a sweet as hell deal if you can get it. But we haven't seen any sort of overwhelming growth in the manufacturing sector.
Come on, man. Foxconn, baby. The eighth wonder of the world. Oh, wait. Green Bay Press Gazette today reporting that not only did Foxconn close their Eau Claire Center earlier this month, they are now also closing, or at least putting up for sale, the Green Bay office building. The innovation centers.
Does that mean they're not moving forward with the fish farm, Dom? Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 58. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 85 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 57. Highs level off around 74 Thursday under mainly clear skies. 80 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn directs WLAK. Politics.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, going to join us in the happy hour. So we look forward to that. I mentioned Fox. I need a little Dropkick Murphys going out to Scott Walker. Scott Walker brought us Fox.
They literally hate him.
And the reporting today at the Green Bay Press Gazette, Foxconn Technology Group has listed for sale a downtown Green Bay riverfront high-rise 5 years after its intended use did not materialize. I mean, I got to tell you, are you shocked? I am shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Gambling here? The six-story Watermark building, 115 Pine Street on the shore of the Fox River, is for sale for $9.75 million, according to LoopNet.
We're on the Fox River in downtown Green Bay, Dom, with the WGBW studios. You can hear us there now on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
Well, how long is the lease, man? We got a nice property for sale here.
Oh, we got a nice spot, though. We're not moving.
Foxconn bought the property in 2018 as part of a plan to develop innovation across Wisconsin. It envisioned up to 200 workers in the Green Bay facility. Woo, up to 200 workers, man. How did that vision work out? In a statement provided to the Green Bay Press Gazette, Foxconn Technology Group confirmed it wants to sell the building in order to focus on its Mount Pleasant operations.
And what do they do in Mount Pleasant?
With ongoing business activities taking place within Foxconn's Science and Technology Park in Mount Pleasant.
What activities are taking place?
Business activities, Crudy.
The activities of business?
Yes. We anticipate successful transaction of the Watermark property will add vibrancy to Green Bay's downtown community. Currently, three of the six floors are in loose use, yada, yada, yada. Again, the other piece here. Foxconn's Eau Claire Innovation Center space, a 15,000-plus square foot portion of the Haymarket Landing Building, also went up for sale for $2.7 million August 8th, according to LoopNet. Just a little more. Jeff Merks, executive director of Downtown Green Bay, Inc., said Foxconn officials notified him the company intended to put the property up for sale, a decision Merks said was mutually beneficial for the company and community.
Good riddance.
It's evident their intention many years ago was to utilize it, but we fully recognize business plans change.
Their intent was to stroke Scott Walker's ego, get big cash incentives, and stiff the state of Wisconsin. And Scott Walker was either too dumb or didn't want to know the truth, Dom. Because, what, he thought it was the ceiling of his reelective campaign.
Well, what was his 200,000 jobs promise, right? That he never, ever met.
Remember when Trump came to town, eighth wonder of the world, him and Scott Walker and Reince Priebus out there digging a hole? They ever do anything in that hole except throw money in it?
Well, yes, apparently they do business. A little bit more from Merks here from the director of the Green Bay, Downtown Green Bay, Inc. It's evident their intention many years ago was to utilize it, but we fully recognize business plans change. They want to focus on their main lines of business and give an opportunity to a developer to advance this property. I see it as an outstanding opportunity for Downtown Green Bay. Yes, Foxconn wants to focus on their main lines of business, Curdy. You know, which is what? Ongoing business activities taking place within the Foxconn Science and Technology Park. It's business. Curdy, don't worry your pretty little self about it.
Primary business activity is the solicitation of tax credits from the state of Wisconsin. I mean, thank goodness Tony Evers has done a bit of a renegotiation, right? That was a bad deal. Oh, Dom, we've got one other story update because Foxconn. Have we ever had a good update on Foxconn ever?
Well, yeah, they're selling a couple of the buildings. They're hopefully leaving soon.
Bye, Felicia. That's the best Foxconn news we can hope for at this late hour, Dom. But yesterday we talked about Rebecca Bradley, air quotes, justice. Rebecca Bad Bradley.
The Bad Bradley, yes.
The Bad Bradley. Yes, yes. Just for clarification.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice.
Well, apparently she had been doing a little self-improvement on her Wikipedia page. And since that news was brought to light on Dan Bice's Page Six report,
way to later, go, Dan.
Here on the Devil's Advocates radio show, apparently, Dom, lots of people have taken interest in her Wikipedia page. You're welcome, Rebecca. On Monday, the Journal Sentinel reported that Bradley had been quietly editing the details of her personal page on the online encyclopedia to remove information critical of the experienced jurist. Bradley acknowledged she was making the changes, blaming the media for distorting her judicial record. Blaming guys like us, Dom. We distort not.
Is that what we do? We're distorters?
I refuse to let false accusations go unchecked, Bradley said in an email. On my Wikipedia page, I added excerpts from my actual opinions and removed dishonest information about my background. And within hours of that story posting and coverage here on the Devil's Advocates radio show, Dom, some say greatest radio show ever.
That's true.
Dozens of Wikipedia users made numerous edits to her bio, reversing some of her changes. And let's just say updating other information.
Updating, yes, updating.
There were so many changes, in fact, that Wikipedia has partially locked the page from further editing. Does that mean she's not going to be able to go back and re-change it, Dom? Among other things, someone noticed that Bradley earlier this year had deleted references to her homophobic writings while a student at Marquette University. Those articles came to light during her 2016 Supreme Court race against former appeals court judge Joanne Kloppenburg. Now some of the quotes are back on Bradley's Wikipedia page. Be careful what you wish for. Lots of people might go editing. Here's a quote. In the columns written under her maiden name, Rebecca Grazel, she wrote, "One will be better off contracting AIDS than developing cancer because those afflicted with the politically correct disease will get all the funding. And how sad that the lives of degenerate drug addicts and queers are valued more than innocent lives of more prevalent ailments," she also wrote. "But the homosexuals and drug addicts who do essentially kill themselves and others through their own behavior deservedly receive none of my sympathy. And you receive none of mine." Bad Bradley, Rebecca. In another article, Bradley compared abortion to a time in history when Jews were treated as non-human and tortured and murdered. In a time in history when blacks were treated as something less than human. All the quotes are heavily footnoted. Note Stan Bice at the end of his column.
A little update, Dom. A few more of these original ones from the archives over at the Journal Sentinel. Perhaps AIDS awareness should seek to educate us with their misdirected compassion for the degenerates who basically commit suicide through their behavior, but the homosexuals and drug addicts who do essentially kill themselves and others through their own behavior deservedly none of my sympathy, as you mentioned. Heterosexual sex is very healthy in a loving marital relationship. Homosexual sex, however, kills. Homosexual sex kills. To those offended by my comments I made as a young college student, I apologize. I assure you that those comments are not reflective of my worldview. Those comments have nothing to do with who I am as a person or a jurist, and they have nothing to do with the issues facing the voters of this state. Yeah, pretty sure gay marriage has something to do with the voters of the state. Pretty sure, you know, AIDS and disease has something to do with the voters of this state.
Dominic, there's one new entry. Here it is. In 2023, Rebecca Bradley confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that she edited her Wikipedia biography, removing and replacing content. Wikipedia told her of its interest guidelines, advising against editing your own article. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. the happier.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media app.
News.